Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Johnny Pesce. Batting second. The right fielder, Faith Roneberry. Batting third. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Wilbur. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Scarborough. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ray Scarborough. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce takes first base on ball four. Faith Roneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roneberry strikes out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into right field. Thornberry picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Thornberry. Avila moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is called out on strikes. two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy takes first base on ball four. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Scarborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarborough hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pesky takes first base on ball four. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thronberry takes first base on ball four. Pesky moves to second. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn spins and fires to second and has Pesky trapped. There's the throw to Rosen, who tags Pesky for the out. Thronberry moves to second. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone misplays the ball. That's an error on Boone. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilbur settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Vollmer hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Goodman takes first base on ball four. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilbur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Doby reaches second base with a double. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Doby moves to third. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive towards short. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. Easter hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kennedy. The throw from Wilbur and he is safe. Kennedy steals second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hegan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Scarborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarborough is 0 for 1 in the game. Scarborough strikes out. 1 out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Pesky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thronberry hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 2 in the game. Lenhart hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Thronberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stevens is called out on strikes. 1 out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Vollmer strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. Dropo takes first base on ball 4. Goodman moves to second. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilbur hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Scarborough covering, for the out. 1 out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 2 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Easter moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hegan strikes out. Wilbur drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hegan out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall pinch hits for Ray Scarborough. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearsall. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Pearsall steals second. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan throws to second, with Boone covering, and has Pearsall trapped. There's the throw to Rosen who tags Pearsall for the out. One out. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thronberry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pesky moves to third. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 3 in the game. Lenhart is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willard Nixon now pitching. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Avila is hit by the pitch. Wynn moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. Wynn moves to third. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wynn scores. Boone moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Johnny Berardino pinch runs for Al Rosen. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boone scores. Berardino moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Bill White now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berardino scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Berardino now playing third base. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 3 in the game. Vollmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vollmer moves to third. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dropo takes first base on ball 4. Goodman moves to second. Mike Garcia now pitching. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilbur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Vollmer scores. Goodman moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-1, Indians. Kenwood pinch hits for Bill White. Kenwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ike DeLock now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Kennedy strikes out. 1 out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Wilbur for a passed ball. Garcia moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thronberry hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 4 in the game. Lenhart hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.